Hi, this is Karen Schomer, formerly of The Schomer Show. You're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-I's into here's how you can's. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of FET Press in Hudson, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Noah Eckstein is reporting for Columbia Green Media that the Hudson Common Council has approved the use of $139,565 in Federal American Rescue Plan Act funds to help fund the completion of a pedestrian safety improvement project at the intersection of Fairview Avenue and Green Street. In 2020, Stewart Shops, the business located at that intersection, donated $200,000 to begin improvement work, specifically for renovating crosswalks, sidewalks, and adding new traffic lights. In response to the gift, the city funded an agreement with the Albany-based engineering firm Creighton Manning to design an improved and safer intersection. The firm's design was completed in early 2021 at a price way beyond the original amount that was budgeted, and the project stalled. The updated estimate for the project is now $339,565. In a meeting February 15th, the council voted to allocate the additional funds needed from the city's ARPA funds. Common Council President Thomas DiPietro said there would be a new pattern of traffic for the intersection with a proposed new traffic light system and clearly marked pedestrian crosswalks. Peter Bougineau, Department of Public Works Commissioner, said the idea for a pedestrian island would not function properly in the intersection because it is a truck route. However, he assured that a new camera signal system will be adjusted to better serve the intersection. Note, DiPietro is a WGXC on-air volunteer. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com.
Coey Callahan reports for the Times Union that more New Yorkers moved to the Hudson Valley in 2021 than to any other part of the state, according to a newly released annual survey by Piece of Cake Moving and Storage. Ulster County saw 329% more people move into the county than out of it last year, the report said. Well, Jim Popovic, CEO of Piece of Cake Moving and Storage, said, and I quote, "It was especially surprising because in 2020 we had a great number of moves and Florida was one of the most popular destinations. So seeing in the last year that more people moved to Ulster County on a percentage basis was a surprise for us," end quote. And Greene, Dutchess, Orange, Columbia, and Sullivan counties also had triple-digit percentages of new transplants moving in versus locals moving out, among the highest in the state. The moving company admits that some second homeowners are included in these statistics. He said, and I quote, "People figured out for themselves that they don't have to essentially be in the city, but they still have to stay close to the city. That's why we've seen great growth in the number of moves to the Hudson Valley," end quote. And while many people moved to the Hudson Valley from New York City since the pandemic began, some have returned. Popovic said, and I quote, "A great number of moves went back to the city, too," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union.
Robert Gavin is reporting for the Times Union that New York Chief Judge Janet DeFiore on February 16th said rebuilding New York's outdated trial court structure that too often fails to be racially and financially equitable is her top priority. In her annual State of the Judiciary address, DeFiore highlighted the findings of former U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security Jay Johnson, whose independent review of the state courts found, quote, "second-class system of justice for people of color," unquote, and, quote, "dehumanizing," unquote, and, quote, "demeaning," unquote, culture in criminal, civil, family, and housing courts. DeFiore commissioned Johnson to review the system after the May 2020 killing of George Floyd by a Minneapolis police officer led to a nationwide conversation on historic inequities facing people of color. DeFiore said it would take the three branches of state government to remedy what she described as, quote, "an absolutely unacceptable state of affairs," unquote. New York's court system includes 11 separate trial courts, the most in the country. It has not been substantially updated in 60 years, according to DeFiore, who also is the chief judge of the Court of Appeals. DeFiore said the problems are most apparent in the high-volume courts that serve families dealing with issues such as eviction, child custody and support, consumer debt, and other critical matters. Legislation that seeks to simplify the court system is currently pending in both the state Senate and Assembly. Read more about this story in the Times Union.
Andrea Mako reports for Porcupine Soup that for unannounced and, I quote, "personal reasons," end quote, Stephen Karlovich resigned from the Cairo Town Board on February 12th. Karlovich wrote in an email to the board, and I quote, "It has been an honor serving the people of Cairo, but due to unforeseen personal circumstances, I must step aside," end quote. Karlovich is a Republican with a term set to end December 31, 2023. Instead, on February 16th, the board appointed Republican Deborah Brick Bogans to fill the seat. Bogans failed to win a nomination for the board last March at the Republican caucus. Instead, Mary Jo Cords and Michael Flattery got the nominations and both won in the general election. Bogan said she wants to, and I quote, make the town a better place and be a team, the board and the public, end quote. Read more about this story at Porcupine Soup.
Mid-Hudson News is reporting that Frontier Airlines has announced it has added service to Fort Lauderdale from New York Stewart International Airport. Since Frontier began nonstop service between Stewart and Orlando and Miami in late 2021, the routes have been very popular. Service to Fort Lauderdale began on February 17th. Florida destinations have traditionally been very popular from the Orange County hub since scheduled service began in 1990. The anticipated merger of Frontier and Spirit Airlines will likely open additional routes from Stewart in the coming months. Read more about this story at MidHudsonNews.com.
Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that even if retail sales of cannabis in New York are more than a year away, farmers may begin growing the plant soon. New York State Senator Michelle Henchy, a Democrat from Socrates, sponsored a bill that passed that authorizes the Office of Cannabis Management to issue conditional cannabis cultivator and processor licenses to existing hemp growers. Henchy's office said in a statement, and I quote, to ensure that when dispensaries open, a variety of New York products can enter the marketplace on day one of retail sales, end quote. The conditional licenses will expire on June 30, 2024, when all the state regulations should be in place and retail sales should be throughout the state. And she said in a statement, and I quote, last year, with the historic passage of the new marijuana laws, New York set the foundation for a legal cannabis industry predicated on social equity, inclusion, and ensuring that economic success stays local, end quote. There is a social equity mentorship program to provide emerging social and economic equity cultivators and processors included in the temporary measure. Henchy said in a statement, and I quote, our existing hemp growers who have been some of the hardest hit by market fluctuations already have the knowledge base to meet this need, and I'm proud to sponsor legislation to help them obtain conditional licenses, which will allow New York to implement its cannabis program faster, end quote. Henchy's 46th Senate district includes Greene County. Assemblyperson Chris Teague, a Republican from Schoharie, who also represents Greene County, voted against the bill. Teague's office said the measure would, and I quote, implement a requirement for those seeking temporary adult-use cannabis cultivation and processing licenses to unionize their labor force, and he is speaking out against the financial burden such a requirement would put on farmers who have already been subjected to a flurry of costly new mandates and regulations in recent years, end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman.
And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day.
And now, here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Friday, the wind advisory will still be in effect until 9 a.m. After that, there will be a slight chance of rain and snow showers between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Otherwise, it will be mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny, with the temperature falling to around 28 degrees by 5 p.m. Friday night, it will be mostly clear with a temperature low of around 18 degrees. And on Saturday, a chance of snow showers, partly sunny with a high near 36 degrees. And Saturday night, partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 16. And that is your weather update from WGXC. 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
Friday, February 18th. Tune in to all sorts of creative community voices on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM. Including at noon, it's time for Jared Wiegeshude and his Sugar Shack Jukebox. It comes on after the local news and is 2 hours of funk, R&B, rock, pop, soul, reggae, and more. Often brand new music and some classics sprinkled in. At 3 p.m. on the New Music Review Show, we'll hear brand new music from Oki, Matmos, Kamasi Washington, and locals Black Lake and Garcia Peoples. At 6 p.m., we're live from Main Street in Catskill with the kids from Clubhouse Radio. They play their music and tell their stories until 7 p.m. when we hear from youth in Hudson on the Bound by Books show about what they've been reading. There's dancehall reggae at 8 p.m. with Buju Berry's Leah Karibi, Jafrican, and others. And then at 10 p.m., Guy and Friends are in Hudson with 2 hours of club, techno, house, and more on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Get a local event mentioned on All Together Now. Go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page. And copy and paste the information about your event in the boxes. Let's all get involved in our community. See what's going on at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
The Hudson schools are hosting community budget workshops on March 1st, March 15th, and April 5th ahead of the school vote on the budget. You can turn out to learn more about the proposed budget for the Hudson schools this year on either March 1st, March 15th, or April 5th, and find out more about these events in the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org.
WGXC welcomes audio responses from listeners. Anyone can call and leave a message with WGXC, and we'll play it on the air. Call 518-291-WGXC and leave up to a 3-minute message for airplay. Hear something you disagree with? Want to speak out on an issue? Plug your band's show? Let your neighbors know something important? Call 518-291-9492 and leave a 3-minute message anytime about any issue. That number again is 518-291-WGXC. 518-291-9492.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, February 18th. And the early morning temperatures are 34 degrees in West Conesville and 56 in Ankrum. Winds were strong and varied across the region last night, so watch for downed branches in roadways. The gusts keep up for a bit, stopping after 2 p.m. A steady drop in temperature through the day leaves us just below freezing. It'll be around 28 degrees at sunset. A low of 20 degrees happens around 4 a.m. Then Saturday drops some light snow all day with a half inch of accumulation expected, and a high of 37 happening at 1 p.m. Wind gusts return in the afternoon, so watch for blowing snow if driving. A sub-freezing night hitting 13 degrees takes us into a dry Sunday with moderate winds and a high of 36. Monday, still dry, high of 51. Sunset today will be at 5:17 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:43 a.m. Looking way up, we see chance of G1 class magnetic storms on Sunday as we pass through a co-rotating interaction region. Solar wind speed is currently 331 kilometers per second at 10.3 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 22 megahertz till dark, then fair across the board with good conditions below 8 megahertz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 1, quiet. The current sunspot number is 103. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Kirby Crone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Yo! Hold up! Time out! Time out! Y'all take a chill! You need to cool that shit out! And that's the double truth, Ruth.
You must understand the meaning of any facts you wish to remember.
Everything you were doing was gone.
This is normal.
Not normal.
This is not normal.
As if this is normal. This is not normal.
Dogs bark with the voices of children pretending to be dogs. And that's normal.
That was Negative Land with This Is Not Normal from their 2019 album True False.
Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
NATO and allies are helping Ukraine boost its ability to defend itself. Self-defense is a right enshrined in the UN Charter. and allies are helping Ukraine to uphold that right.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Russia has enough capability to launch an invasion of Ukraine with little or no warning. Meanwhile, the State Department confirmed Russia has expelled a senior U.S. diplomat. In an industrial area on Lake Erie, President Joe Biden discussed the newly passed infrastructure law and noted a recent $500 million upgrade to the Sioux Locks in Michigan, which connects Lake Superior to the rest of the Great Lakes.
7,000 vessels and 90% of our country's iron ore moves through these locks every single year. That ore makes nearly all the high-strength steel that goes into U.S.-made cars and appliances.
A judge ruled former President Donald Trump must answer questions under oath in New York State's civil investigation into his business practices within 21 days. Ivanka Trump and Donald Trump Jr. must also comply with subpoenas issued in December by New York Attorney General Letitia James. The FBI is investigating bomb threats against more than a dozen historically black colleges and universities. Texas Representative Sheila Jackson Lee at a hearing to examine the rise of hate groups and violence directed at minority institutions.
Let it be very clear that attacks on students and institutions are attacks on communities and families and surrounding areas.
After Senate Republicans blocked a committee vote on five of President Biden's nominees to the Federal Reserve Board, White House Council of Economic Advisers Chair Cecilia Rouse urged action to curb inflation.
In the near term, the principal tools to curb inflation rest with the Federal Reserve, which is why it is critical to confirm the five highly qualified nominees now.
A University of Illinois Chicago report sheds light on the strain facing many frontline workers combating gun violence. Manhattan Institute senior fellow Rafael Manguel argued soft-on-crime policies have contributed to an uptick in violence.
And really kind of defanged the criminal justice system in a way that I think has led to a real loss in incapacitation benefits, more repeat offenders finding their way back out onto the street quicker.
Hans Menos of the Center for Policing Equity countered communities across the country are reimagining public safety without relying solely on police.
Police are doing too much. I think most police officers that we encounter are going to tell us that. And most community members are saying that same thing, that when they have a mental health call, they don't want a police officer showing up. They want someone who can solve that problem.
I'm Nadia Ramlagan for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
prison truly sucks. But that's just our bad luck. When honesty is shot, we can all cause the death. Tomorrow's all we've got. Tomorrow's all we've got.
That was Catskills' Amy Rigby with Tomorrow's All We Got from a 2019 album called A One-Way Ticket to My Life.
New Jersey Turnpike, I don't know where now. Neath the refinery's glow, out where the great black rivers flow. License registration, I ain't got none, but I got a clear conscience about the things that I do. Mr. State Trooper, please don't stop me.
I've been looking back. At the old ways. Over my shoulder. Like salt. Oh, sugar. I'm just talking about the old days. Groundwork. Footwork. Footwork.
after this next song, we'll be moving along. Out of this vein. It's called The Ballad of the Hulk. You know, I used to share a tailor with David Bruce Banner. Traveling jackets and traveling bags, future rags. The shoes good for walking highways, but never quite far enough away to see how good and easy it could be. If I just got angry, but I never got angry. Maybe I should have. I could have cleared some things away in those old Bill Bixby days. Master of Reiki waved his hands over me and said, I eat too much steak and hold on too long to ancient aches, and both are so hard on my heart. Oh, I try to be a good person. I wonder if it's annoying or worth pursuing and pursuing. Down highway at the risk of the road.
That's Bill Callahan from Smog with The Ballad of the Hulk from the 2019 album Shepherd in a Sheepskin Vest. We'll be right back. was Anna Meredith with Sawbones from the 2019 album Fibs on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
the dust. Purple bubbles in the soundtrack. Pulling off at the set of bounce back. Packing algorithm through a prism and a vision. And the visions give away to a synergy of gridlock.
No more living in fear, it's now clear. Eyes wide open, he knows that it's near. Feeling overthrows any previous notion he had of his sad and his gleeful emotion.
The potion made him go captivated and created from the energy building. His mind made it and related to the tools of the student of the school of a lady. Finding himself the longer way to come on.
Black turntable on the floor. Ears are perceiving the score.
And they ride the horizon.
Walls can't confine them. Black turntable on the floor. Ears are perceiving the score.
Eyes and they ride the horizon.
Walls can't confine them.
Pay attention to the music.
From a musical instrument.
It was made by what they call the lost wax process.
Now he's got time on the side, sand in the hourglass. One for the win, two for the past that he heard. Three, outside with the foul scowl, effortlessly older back then.
Much younger now,
he's got the hunger now. Wisdom of youth,
bust out the slumbering vision and truth. Like a new paradigm, sure to paralyze his mind. Can he handle dismantling space and time? Afraid there might be evil to come. Snap out of it, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Having fun, under a spell, feeling so numb. And exploring on a run into the sunlight, gone into the darkness. Awareness making him paralyzed to the music he was making right in front of his eyes. For a surprise on the rise, so flammable he can burn. But then he slows down and concerned to learn.
As he turns around, the world becomes his private playground.
There's no chance he can manage to keep his heartbeat to stay down.
Now the sounds in the temple of his mental breeze daylight.
He's sharp like the pencil of the playwright.
And he blows up the spot like dynamite. Take it tight, show the party people what you like. We're one,
black turntable on the floor.
Ears are perceiving the score.
Eyes and they ride the horizon.
Walls can't confine them. Black turntable on the floor.
Ears are perceiving the score.
Eyes and they ride the horizon.
Walls can't confine them.
I'm only trying to show you what your record keyboard is singing.
Brother, brother, man, can you repeat the hands clap? The hands clap. In the back of your brain until you see me again.
Mixing, mix, specialized in music.
Thank you.
Break down, baby.